Hello, I'm Christina, and welcome to today's podcast. I hope everyone is keeping safe and well. So, if you're listening to today's podcast, you're a manager, a HR department, hiring manager, or a business owner who is currently experiencing a very challenging and worrying time from a personal and a business level. So, what we want to do is give some advice, some guidance in terms of what you can be doing at this present moment to handle the current crisis that we're handling, and also what things may look like after this period throughout the pandemic. So it's just a bit of a insight into to various areas where we're having to reevaluate and adapt to the current situation. So some of the areas that we will cover are evaluate your business functions, prioritize hiring needs, continue with pipelining, consider your new skill requirements, consider your hiring process, evaluate your onboarding process, evaluate work arrangements and contracts, and evaluate your work culture. So this is very much relevant in the aspect of hiring and retaining staff. So any business that before this period was in the process of recruiting or in the process of planning for recruitment, resource planning, this is relevant to all businesses that had planned or were recruiting in this period of time and up until the next few months, really. So, as I said, it's a very challenging time, and organisations are having to quickly evaluate and adapt to the current situation in order to put themselves in a good position to handle the current crisis in the short term, but then also think about how things may look in the long term and once this period ends. Because the key thing that we keep reiterating to focus on is that this is a period of time. It's not going to last forever. We're unsure, obviously, on when this will end, but the key focus is to do what we can do while we have this time to implement new processes, to evaluate where we are, and to put ourselves in the best position going forward once this pandemic ends. So, firstly, evaluate business functions. So, organisations are finding that maybe certain departments and functions within the business lend themselves particularly better to working from home than others. Some roles cannot be worked from home at all, and that's where we have a lot of the key workers obviously still in their role in situ as what they would before this situation occurred. So existing staff may be able to be retrained internally that can accommodate certain roles that can be work from home, and this would be the preferred option before obviously laying people off. We do obviously have the government furlough scheme, which has given some security to businesses and employees for the 80% pay from the government for a set period of time. But work out the business functions that are able to adapt to this situation and those that aren't, and think about that first. The next stage, once you've carried out the evaluation process, is to prioritise your hiring needs. So this is for businesses who have immediate recruitment needs or were in the process of recruiting. So once you've carried out the evaluation process, think about this, prioritize positions that can be moved or are already that can be set up from home quite easily and can work remotely. And think about how you would then interview remotely and go through the onboarding process remotely. So a virtual onboarding and interview process. Can you accommodate this? We can obviously give some guidance on this area, but it's a case of working out, is this something you could do internally? Is this something you could implement quite easily or with some support? So these should take precedence over any other roles, because realistically, at the moment in time, there's with the social distancing, the physical distancing, there's a lot of impact on the face-to-face interaction and being based in an office for certain sectors. So really focus on the areas that you can get up and running from home, and that could be done with ease. That will be the priority for hiring needs there. Continue with pipelining. So, as I've said, this state of uncertainty, it is going to pass. We do need to focus on the end of this, when that may be, and how we can respond to that. So use your resourcing teams, your recruiters, your recruitment partners to be in a position to be ready to hit the ground running as soon as this period ends, because we know working in recruitment, when this period does end, things will very much pick up. There will be the needs there at the moment. There will still be needs there. There will be increased needs, as we're seeing from a lot of industries who are having a huge increase in demand. So we are, once this period ends, we will see another surge in recruitment across all areas, and that may have been reshaped. As a result, we may see some more remote working roles because that's been forced upon us in this period of time. But continue to pipeline, continue to have conversations with your recruiters, continue to have conversations with job seekers to keep them engaged. So there will be a lot of candidates available at this point. We've been speaking to a lot of candidates who have gone through recruitment processes that have maybe been put on hold, or they've maybe been completely taken off as a result of businesses having to temporarily close. So there are a lot of active candidates on the market who are also feeling very uncertain during this period and worried about their next step. So it's an element of having those candidates on your radar and having those good conversations with them. The next is consider your new skill requirements. So while most people can continually succeed in an upward fashion by building on prior experience, we're not in this stable state at the moment. So the person who can repeatedly succeed in an unknown situation you've identified is somewhat what companies will need and look for as we move forward with fresh ideas and reinvention. So think about how people can manage a crisis. Think about their involvement in maybe internal projects with businesses they're in as well. It's something we've not had to deal with before, and people are really stepping up to handle this situation. And it's a key skill for someone to have and be able to handle it in such a worrying and stressful and short space of time. Next, consider your hiring process. So if the pandemic has identified for you that your hiring processes may be ineffective, potentially a bit slow, outdated, and you're not utilising the best tools, now's a perfect time to consider whether your hiring process can and will change. So it's a time to review where you are. We do have a hiring checklist that you can utilise for this and to help you establish which areas may need work. Some areas may work absolutely flawlessly. Some areas may need some more work, but the hiring checklist does break it down into various sections, so it's easy for you to work out whether it's just certain areas or if it's a blanket approach that you need to evolve and develop. So can you incorporate certain testing to assess the adaptability, creativity of individuals, as well as using video telephone contact at the outset to reduce the number of meetings, the time involved, the number of people involved? It's a time to really establish how much more effective and you can take your recruiting up a level. So can your existing processes identify the new skills you now believe that you need in your organisation, or do you need to implement further testing and assessment throughout your interview process and really evaluate where you are with that? The next step is to evaluate your current onboarding processes. So ask yourself what aspects can potentially be done virtually now and going forward. This doesn't have to reflect the situation we're in now. This is thinking about how you can adapt and evolve your processes going forward to make you more effective. So assess what staff and training resources will be needed for a new hire. Think about the fastest path to productivity. Ensure that you have an effective onboarding plan in place. It's crucial for quickly achieving ROI on those new hires and quickly getting them up to mark with training, as well as also retraining them throughout this period in time. All staff will have ongoing training, I'm sure, in all businesses. We do that ourselves internally. So having all of this virtually online, it can be a much quicker process, and it's also a good structure to follow. So it's great to consider for future engagement, maybe an onboarding program that you have or software, which there are many available online at the moment. Next stage would be to evaluate work arrangements and contracts. So could it be, as an organisation, you consider at the end of the pandemic more flexibility in the way you recruit than simply taking people on full time? There may be more flexibility in terms of contracts, remote working, consultancy work. So you should consider more of these roles if they work for your business for certain projects, certain periods of time, seasonal work. So it would be a whole potential restructure in terms of your retention and your recruitment rates, and can save you time and be more effective during this process. So there's a lot of things to consider in terms of work arrangements and contracts. The next is evaluate your work culture. So finally, in such an unprecedented time, it's critical to keep employees involved and part of the plan, both short term, mid term, and then eventually long term. So given the uncertainty in the markets at the moment, fostering a mindset of we're all in this together, encouraging ideas, pulling the team together, the engagement element, the team morale. That's so crucial at the moment. Staff that maybe feel isolated or out of the loop with the team, with the business, what's going on, they will naturally feel quite disengaged, demotivated. So it's really important to focus on your work culture, your team spirit, employee morale, and focus on well-being, which in recent years that's become such a big thing in the workplace. But now more than ever, with a lot of us not being in the workplace, it's really important to focus on that on a virtual level and think about how that may look going forward as well. So there's lots of things to consider at the moment. It's better to kind of work through things step by step, break things up into chunks, and we have got the luxury of time at the moment, unfortunately, because of this situation. But it's a great time to be able to evaluate a lot of business processes and hiring and retention processes that you've maybe not had to have the opportunity to look at before this point. So hopefully these points have been useful for you. They've been a good framework for you to start off with and start implementing some evaluation strategies. Do make use of the hiring checklist that we have. It's obviously relevant to this situation and when we're out of this situation. And if you do have any questions, concerns based on the hiring checklist or anything I've discussed today and you would like to have a conversation with one of our team, do let us know. We're having conversations with a lot of businesses, a lot of job seekers, candidates. We're having, you know, we're gaining insight from a lot of people across a variety of sectors at the moment within the market. And if you are wanting to kind of give us some insight into your where you are, what you're experiencing, or if you would like to hear what others are experiencing, then pick up the phone, drop us an email. We're more than happy to have a conversation. Now is the time to stay talking, stay connected, stay communicating. And as I've said before, standing side by side, we're all in this together. We're experiencing highs and lows at different times, and we need to focus on the positives we can bring from this, and hopefully we will all be standing strong at the end of this period of time once we've implemented certain processes to allow us to be in the best position when this period does end and we adjust to the new norm. Thanks very much, and look forward to hearing from any of you. Thanks.